This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The deadliest workplace COVID-19 outbreak in the state has come to an official close. Lindsay Fent reports.
A five-month COVID-19 outbreak at JBS Meatpacking Plant in Greeley was officially resolved Wednesday after more than 28 days without a new infection. Workers at the plant first became infected with COVID-19 in April. The disease spread to 291 employees, killing six. The removal of JBS from the list of active outbreaks comes as the company has started denying workers' compensation claims for families of the employees who died of the disease. JBS says infections of the workers who died were not work-related. For CPR News, I'm Lindsay Fent.
Governor Polis has released a plan to get Colorado to its climate change goals. The administration released the draft roadmap yesterday. It calls for more regulation of the oil and gas industry and policies to encourage electric vehicles. But lawmakers and environmental groups say it lacks detail. Casey Becker is the state House Speaker.
Right now, it's a PowerPoint presentation, and I want to really see the commitment so that it is specific, enforceable, targeted, all the things that we need.
The state wants to shrink greenhouse gas emissions 25% by 2025 compared to 2005 levels. A fire in Wyoming has forced evacuations in Colorado. Some residents in Colorado's Jackson County are under order to leave their homes. The Mullen Fire has burned more than 100,000 acres since it started in mid-September. It's burning about 60 miles northwest of Colorado's Cameron Peak Fire, and both are creating smoky air along the Front Range. Interstate 70 will be closed at Colorado Boulevard tonight in Denver. The closure for road work begins at 10 p.m. and lasts until 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. The interstate could be closed again Friday night if the work is not completed. This is CPR News.